This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. China promised today to crack down on criminal activities related to the new coronavirus vaccine after a state media outlet reported the illegal circulation of an unidentified COVID-19 drug. The response came after state media Global Times reported earlier this month that vaccine scalpers were selling an unidentified batch of COVID-19 vaccines at home and abroad at an unreasonably high price. The Chinese foreign minister stressed that China attaches a great importance to safety and effectiveness in the vaccine research and development process and will not tolerate such illegal activities. Demonstrators rallied in Kathmandu on Tuesday, demanding the ousting of Nepal's prime minister in protest at his decision to dissolve parliament amid an escalating feud in the governing Nepal Communist Party. They chanted slogans against Prime Minister Khadga Prasad Oli as thousands of riot police stood guard. Participants said they will hold larger protests if Parliament isn't reinstated. Iran has begun human trials of a locally developed coronavirus vaccine. State television reported on Tuesday that the vaccine produced by Shifa PharmEd, part of a state-owned pharmaceutical conglomerate, is the first in the country to reach the stage of human trials. Iran is the worst-hit country in the Middle East for COVID-19. Also, Iran has sentenced 8 of its Baha'i citizens to prison terms and other punishments, according to an informed source in the latest example of the Islamist-ruled nation's longstanding and internationally criticized policy of severely restricting the rights of its Baha'i religious minority. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa said he's reinstating a ban on alcohol sales and ordered the closure of all bars as a necessary step to control a resurgence of the coronavirus, including a new variant on the virus. During a televised address on Monday night, Ramaphosa also announced residents will remain under a nighttime curfew. Medical and security workers are excluded from the curfew. Ramaphosa also said anyone caught not wearing a mask in a public place would face a fine and a possible jail sentence.
On this vote, the yeas are 322, the nays are 87, two-thirds being in the affirmative, the bill is passed. The objections of the president to contrary notwithstanding, the clerk will notify the Senate of the action of the House.
And that's the way it sounded last night as the U.S. House of Representatives voted to support President Trump's efforts to enhance the pandemic relief bill. Now, Democrats plan to push today for the U.S. Senate to pass higher pandemic relief payments to Americans, meeting President Donald Trump's demand for $2,000 COVID-19 relief checks that have already been approved by the House of Representatives. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer planned to use a procedural move that can be halted if any senator objects. President-elect Joe Biden is warning of massive damage done to the national security apparatus by the Trump administration and roadblocks in communication between agency officials and his transition team that could undermine American security.
We have encountered roadblocks from the political leadership at the Department of Defense and the Office of Management and Budget.
His remarks were made yesterday in Wilmington, Delaware.
Right now, we just aren't getting all the information that we need for the ongoing, outgoing, and from the outgoing administration in key national security areas. It's nothing short, in my view, of irresponsibility.
Biden's remarks came after he was briefed by members of his national security and defense teams and advisors. Bangladesh has begun moving a second group of Rohingya refugees to low-lying island in the Bay of Bengal, despite strong opposition by international human rights activists. Officials say more than 1,000 Rohingyas are expected to arrive at Basanchar aboard several ships sometime today, a day after leaving the overcrowded squalid camps in the Cox's Bazar district. Bangladeshi Foreign Minister Abdul Momen said Monday the refugees are being relocated to what he called a beautiful resort. The refugees themselves have said that some of the Rohingya had been coerced to accept. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca. This is VOA News.